Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
I called to dispute a charge or two charges on my credit card. One was on November the 16th for $5.74. Apparently, that was for some kind of pots and pans or something that were ordered or as a freebie or whatever. My wife may have accidentally ordered them or something. But anyway, there was another charge for $67.32 on the 22nd of November for signing up for some kind of a coupon program or subscription program or some crap. And we never would have intended or would never have signed up for something like that.
Okay, so you said your wife might have signed up not knowing what she signed up for.
No, she may have ordered the pots and pans for the $5.74. She has dementia.
And, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Accidents every now and again. But this other $67 charge for subscribing to some program, we would never have done it. We're too old and we're too close to passing that, you know, we wouldn't do that stuff. We wouldn't need it.
So it sounds like it came along with what you signed up for. Hold on for one moment if you don't mind. Okay, and now your name is?
John Winkowski.
And verify for me, please, your address.
2928 Neely Wingard Road, Leesville, South Carolina, 29070.
Okay, that's the information I have. Just waiting for the system to retrieve the order. One moment. One moment. One moment.
I'm still here.
Okay, so yes, it looks like what happened when your wife ordered the cruise set, she paid the $5.74. She was entered in a sweepstakes. And then she was billed $67.32, and that was for the discount membership, where she receives a voucher for $125. Now, what I can do, I can't provide you with a full refund. I am able to at least credit 35% back to the account for that charge.
Fine. But if she didn't... This entering into the sweepstakes and this entering into the subscription program is automatic?
Yes, that comes along with the sweepstakes.
So it's now, a scam,
Well, no, it's not a scam. That information is disclosed in the terms and conditions, and it might have just been an oversight. She didn't read it, but I can at least credit 50%, you know, based on the information that you share with me. The account is canceled. No further charges would apply. And, yes, I will credit at least 50% back.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. One moment. I'm just waiting for the system to update. One moment. So you'll see a credit of $33.66. Your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it. Then I'm just making sure the account is canceled. Okay, one moment. Okay, I just wanted to make sure the account was canceled. And let's see, I show that it pulled on. Okay, and I don't show that it was. Hold on for 1 second. And I just have to make sure the account was canceled. It wasn't canceled, so I'm closing it out for you. One moment. Okay, and I'm just waiting for that $33.66 to post to the account. $33.66. One moment. Okay, it did post to the account, and again, your bank takes 3 to 5 business days to process it, and now I'm canceling out the account. Were you given your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, cancellation number is C for cancel, 262-745-438. And then I have to send this over to corporate. One moment. Okay, sir. Thanks for holding. You're all set. Again, you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of the credit. And I did make sure I canceled out the account as well.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.